V7 Sierra Charlie Charlie V7R.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I could hear you, but it's about the same as 40. It's just, you know, how the bands are. And I haven't even looked at how propagation is today, so no problem. Million watts, just too short of a path for both of us.
Plus there's a huge hill in the way.
There you go. Have fun at the clubhouse. I love that place. 73V7R.
VE7 Whiskey Tango Mike Mobile Monitoring.
Yeah, VE7 Whiskey Tango Mike, VE7WHL.
VE7WHL, VE7 Whiskey Tango Mike. Hey Will, how you doing today?
Good, Randy, how's yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Back to work. Just broke a drill bit, so off to pick up a replacement.
Oh, okay. Well, lucky you. I don't have to go back to work ever. Yeah, so I pulled the plug in September, so I'm done for working.
Very nice. So lucky you, I guess.
Yeah, so I, I just, can just relax and don't have to worry about getting up at a certain time and getting my work boots on and getting my high-vis gear on or anything like that. So, you know, I just get up whenever I get up and, you know, just take it easy.
Yeah, well, on the downside, though, you have no excuses for missing those Saturday morning Burnaby Club meetings anymore.
Oh, I've been going to them regular.
I know, I'm just razzing you, because I've only been to one, I think, the one in the park that day.
Yeah, I mean, I missed one in, I think it was December. I had something else to do that day, and that's about the only one that I've missed so far in the last couple of months.
Lima Alpha Sierra. This is VE7 JSO.
Somebody just jumped in there. Wonder what's going on.
Yeah, V7JSO. He might be on the output. I'm not sure. V7JSO. This is V7 Whiskey Tango Mike.
Hi, this, I'm actually looking for VA7 LAS, Lima Alpha Sierra. We are just doing a test on HF, and I just want to confirm if he's ready.
Oh, okay, go ahead, we'll stand by.
Okay, I guess they've gone off to HF. Anyway, back to you, Randy.
Yeah, you bet. It's kind of hard to stay away from those baked goods that Shannon brings every Saturday.
I know. That's a really good reason to go right there in itself, I'll tell you. You know, I have to watch my intake, though. You know, but it's very, very tempting.
Oh, man, I got to up my intake a little bit. I've been working so much these last 2 months or so, burning extra calories and not eating extra. So I've lost, I think, 5 or 7 pounds. I got to gain them back.
Oh, you mean that the Christmas dinners and all that stuff didn't fill you up?
Well, I've been trying, man, but I didn't really get any days off either. But, yeah, no, I took second and third helpings and... I think I gained like 2 or 3 back, but we'll see how we do when I step on the scale tomorrow.
You must have an incredible metabolism. I could never, you know, during Christmas, I mean, I just went for Christmas dinner at my aunt and uncle's and, you know, had Christmas dinner there. And basically I was a good boy all through the holidays and I just never seemed to lose weight.
Yeah, my metabolism seems to go full speed all the time. It's all I can do to just maintain.
Well, lucky you, because it's better than being the other way around.
Well, I guess so, other than the grocery bill.
Yeah, I guess so, eh? I guess that means that you have to satisfy that hunger and that means that you're making more trips to the supermarket.
Well, not more trips, but bigger bill when I do make the trip. We try and restrict to just twice a month to the grocery store. Otherwise, I'm in there every day buying snacks and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to get away from is going to the grocery store, you know, like 2 or 3 times a week just to buy this and to buy that. And then you end up buying snacks, and then, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you're not losing any weight. You're just kind of, I guess, hovering around the same.
Oh, for sure. That's why I try and minimize the number of trips. I seem to come away with, like, $40 in junk food every time I go, regardless of how often.
Yeah, that gets to be a little ridiculous, I guess. You know, I'm now trying to stay away from that, and I've been, you know, fairly successful actually in staying away from the junk food. So I'm happy with that, and you know, it's certainly helped with the blood sugar control and everything else.
Yeah, good stuff. Healthy diet. That's what it takes.
Yeah, so anyway, I just tried to return an item to the people that I deal with for my sleep apnea, and, you know, because I don't have a credit card, I can't do a POS return, so I have to get them to cut a check for me.
Oh, fun. I actually had a Home Depot last week. I tried to return something. It was They were pretty good. They usually have got like a club account there or whatever, and up to 90 days you can return. You don't even need the receipt as long as it was on your membership thing. But after 90 days, they won't give you a refund, but they give you a gift card. So, yeah, it was like 4 months old. I was pretty happy with that.
Oh, that's good. Well, I bought this on Christmas Eve. I went into their store here, and I bought the cord. Turns out it was the wrong cord. I didn't even open the box until I got home. And then I find out that it's a cord that has a cigarette lighter plug and not a USB connector, which is what I needed. And so I tried to go and return it today, but they said no. They don't accept, Visa debit or any kind of debit card on their POS system.
Seems a bit archaic.
Well, that's what I said. I said, you know, like, come on. I mean, it's the 21st century and you don't have that? You know, well, we have a different system and we can't, merge the two systems, and we're, you know, in negotiations with trying to get a new service provider for that and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I said, well, you know, I guess you have no choice but to send me a check, and in the meantime, I'm out X number of dollars.
Well, meanwhile, you still need the right cable.
Well, that part I managed to deal with. I mean, I managed to get the cable fixed, and now it's working, so I can... I told them that, too, and I said, you know, it's not a case of me needing a new cable. I said, I fixed the cable. I told them that about four or five times, and they didn't seem to get it through their head that, you know, oh, I'll just come in and we'll just, you know, give you a replacement. And I said, well, no, I don't need the replacement. I just need to refund this cable that you gave me that doesn't have the correct connector on it.
Well, as long as they send the check.
Yeah, so I guess I'll have to wait a couple more weeks before I get the refund. So, anyway, that's my story for today.
Fair enough. All right, well, I'm just pulling up in the Home Depot parking lot here, so I got to run in. Nice to chat with you, Will. Happy New Year if I don't chat with you again.
Yeah, okay, Randy, Happy New Year, and 73, take care.
73 to you.